You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura. Around the world, dams hurt native fish by blocking their access to rivers. But removing dams to let the fish through also opens the way for invasive species. A first-of-its-kind barrier designed to deal with this problem by sorting fish will be tested on the Boardman River in downtown Traverse City. Now, if it's successful, it could be a model for rivers all over the world. Interlochen Public Radio's Kay LaFond has more.
Frank Dettori stands on the Union Street Dam in downtown Traverse City, Michigan. He's the director of public works for the city, and he says they didn't always know what they were going to do with the aging structure.
Water's seeping, weeping through it in places. It needs to be replaced.
Union Street Dam is the last remaining dam on the Boardman River. Three others have been removed as part of Michigan's largest ever river reconnection project. Local governments, state and federal agencies, and the Grand Traverse Band of Ottawa and Chippewa Indians teamed up to take dams out so native fish could swim freely up and down. But the Union Street Dam can't just be removed. It's blocking native fish, sure, but it's also the only thing separating the Boardman from invasive fish downstream in Lake Michigan.
We kept looking for ways to modify or understand how this could be modified to allow movement of fish up and downstream while keeping out the fish we didn't, want.
One of those fish is the dreaded sea lamprey. It's actually more like an eel than a fish. Lampreys latch onto other fish and suck their blood. Native to the Atlantic Ocean, they're devastating to the fish of the Great Lakes, who often die from sea lamprey injuries. Mark Gaydon is with the Great Lakes Fishery Commission, the international group in charge of controlling sea lampreys. He says figuring out how to let some fish access rivers while blocking others is the biggest fisheries management challenge of our time.
And that applies not just in the Great Lakes, but it also applies to big river systems like the Columbia River or the Mekong River or the Amazon or any other river system where you have big structures that are inhibiting fish movement.
In fact, the Great Lakes Fishery Commission was looking for a place to test fish sorting technology, just about the time Traverse City and his partners were looking for a solution for the last dam on the Boardman. And that's how the Fish Pass Project came to be. It's a new barrier to replace the Union Street Dam, and downstream of that barrier will be a 30-foot-wide concrete research channel. And there, for the next 10 years, scientists will test ways to let some fish through the channel while holding others back. To be clear, the upstream barrier will be closed completely during this 10-year time period, so a failed experiment won't accidentally send harmful fish up the river. But the barrier can eventually be opened if a solution is found. The technologies will be tested alone and in combination and range from the advanced, like using facial recognition on the fish, to the more simple, like using lights or changing the speed of the water in the channel. Dan Zielinski, an engineer with the Great Lakes Fishery Commission, says a lot of this stuff has been tried in the lab, but it's important to test it on an actual river.
So this is really the first opportunity where we can look at combining all these technologies that have been under research over the last 50 years by the Great Lakes Fishery Commission and, over 100 years of research on just fish passage in general.
Zielinski says technology that can pass even a small number of fish while blocking others will be considered a success and useful throughout the Great Lakes Basin.
If you're only passing, say 10% of the native fish at this site, but you're able to pass 10% of native fish at all those tributaries where you had zero, that's a pretty monumental improvement.
Some Traverse City residents have concerns. Perhaps one of their largest is not the Fish Pass project itself, but which fish will eventually be allowed to pass. That decision rests with the Michigan Department of Natural Resources and the Grand Traverse Band of Ottawa and Chippewa. Now, nobody's going to start passing sea lamprey, but there's a big question mark over some introduced sport fishing species.
I've been fishing steelhead for 51 years. I know something about it. I do not want them in the Boardman River.
That's Gary Merrick of the Brook Trout Coalition. His organization is against passing any fish that could compete with the Boardman's resident brook trout population, like introduced salmon or steelhead. The tribe has said no. They want passage for native species only. The DNR says they'll make a decision after the testing phase.
Well, I think our biggest concern is that their decision has already been made, and it's just being
held for implementation until the research is done.
And that's Tom White, also of the Brook Trout Coalition. He and others are worried the DNR is just biding its time. The DNR, for its part, maintains that it will wait until after the research is done and discuss the decision with affected parties. Frank Dettori, Traverse City's Director of Public Works, is excited about Fish Pass, but he's got a positive spin even on its opponents.
I think people just really care about it. And that's shown in the folks that show up, whether they're pro or con, they care about the river. And that right there is an amazing thing.
For Points North, I'm Kay LaFond.